I'm feeling a little.
Yawning is contagious. Okay, I'm feeling a little tired.
Feeling kind of. Okay, otherwise tired?
When I'm tired. I'm sleepy. Exhausted. Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock, Al. A couple hours, Al.
Take a nap.
I go to bed and then I'll.
Get up later. A couple hours.
If you're not feeling well, you say, I'm going to go over to the couch and
take a nap, lie down, stretch out.
You know, talking about things you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamt about.
Okay. But I can't remember
what I dreamt about.
You say, I dreamt I was falling, and just before I hit the ground, I
woke up.
Somebody who can't hear very well is getting a little
hard of hearing.
You can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Now, you've been working hard out in the sun. Your husband comes in. He takes his wet shirt off and says, look how I... Well, you take...
Perspired. How sweaty I am is what he probably says.
He takes his wet shirt off and says, look how I...
I was telling
you. Okay.
I'm quite sweating. I've been sweating all day.
People used to get a lot of these things before they didn't wash their clothes much. They would come up to a head on their skin or something like that, and they would call...
Blackheads.
Okay, or other names for them, other types.
Pimples, bumps.
What about they have an infection in them? Sore place, you know, it might give it on your back of your neck or something like that.
Like a ringworm? A boil?
Yeah. Hmm. Or did you ever have another name for that? You ever hear them call anything else? Would they ever have any kind of treatments for that, like?
A boil?
Yeah.
Probably give them some kind of antibiotic to drive the infection so it could pop. While you have it land.
And what would come out of all that?
Mucus, pus. And then if you don't get that, it's generally a core.
Okay, other names for that, you call it all that corruption?
Corrosion.
A bee stung you and your hand
swollen.
Swollen up. It's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Now, when you get a blister, the liquid, the best time to pop a blister is
when you had the water sack on it.
Okay. Somebody got shot or they took a knife, somebody took a knife and
stabbed him.
You'd say he'd have to go to a doctor, right?
Right.
To have him look at
the incision.
A kind of a skinless growth. It grows in a wound. It has to be burned out. That's called. You ever seen any kind of thing that would get in flesh and have to be burned out or anything like that?
Be cut around?
Cut some kind of flesh? Proud flesh? Did I ask you about that?
Mm-mm. I don't know what it is.
Okay. These things that you would keep in your medicine cabinet, you keep what to treat cuts you'd have.
The curacomb, iodine.
Okay, what used to be given for malaria? They would give
quinine.
A man got shot and he didn't recover. You'd say he. Everybody wants a piece of your time.